It's been absolutely epic down on the South Coast, still with fishing just absolutely firing. It's like a case of you got to catch them all at this stage, Vinesh, because if you can't, just pack it in.
The weather's looking good for this weekend. The conditions are looking absolutely perfect. The weekend madness shall be unleashed.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back, and I tell you what, we really needed this because last weekend, guys, we knew it was going to be challenging, right? We knew it was going to be tough conditions. We needed to bring our A game. We needed to be patient. We needed to be smart, and we needed to persevere. But guys, this is KZN, and you know that's exactly what we did, and we did manage to get onto some fish, and we've got that fish in the show. We are going to be cracking it because you know what? We needed a good weekend, and that good weekend is upon us. The weekend madness shall be unleashed in KZN, and we will be getting those rods bending and those reels screaming. So, with that being said, let's just sit back. Let's get ready for the country's greatest reporters right here in KZN to give you the hotspots of where everything is going to be going down. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, remember, down the South Coast, the shad is going out of its mind. It is madness on the pier down there, right? It's been coming out throughout the week, on and off, yes. However, we know the conditions were tough. That's why it was the way it was. It is going to get better. It will get better. There will be shad this weekend. Now, just remember, with our sponsors, the Kingfisher, there could be a shad worth 50,000 Rand right there waiting for you. So make sure to head out there, grab a ticket. It is 250 bucks, and even if you come out second or third, there's cash involved. We are talking cold hard currency for a fish, right? A fish that everyone could catch. So we're going to tell you all about the shad that's happening down there. We're going to tell you about the garrick, and we're going to tell you about a whole lot of other species from Adam, but that's later on in the show. So stick around. That's going to come up in about 8 to 10 minutes time. Now let's kick off the show. Let's give you what you are here for, which is KZN's fishing report, which is where we are going to tell you where you should be fishing this weekend. Let's start it off with Mike V and Brad Krubler with what's been going on in and around Durban.
How's it, guys? Yes, the Durban North Beach have been a little bit quiet. There was a big sea and side wash, all that stuff. The guys that have been putting in the time have been getting some juvenile fish around, some small stumpies, small grunters, a couple small cob just scratching on the beaches there. The guys have been doing a lot of the fishing, have been going far north and far south. They've been doing well with the bronze bream, stone bream, stumpies, cob, all that. So yeah, if you need to fish off the beaches for the next few days, go and have a look at the reefs down that way. But it is showing that the sea is going to settle a bit. If it does settle nicely, then hopefully we'll be able to get away with a couple of live baits of the garrick and the big cob in the mix. Now, on the paddle ski boat side, there has been a few snook around, some nice big ones in the mix, but mainly that normal 2 to 3 kilo size ones. Quite a few good sized cooter have been caught when the guys have been able to launch. Otherwise, it's been all about the bottoms. A couple of yellowtail, some keelback, doggers, things like that. That's where the guys have been doing most of their fishing. Durban Bay, quite a few grunter. No giants, but they're all just size or just undersized. So guys are having some fun in the bay. I did hear one or two kingies on artificial, so yeah, they're in and out the whole time. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Rinsky Fishing Charters. The fishing report from the last week. Oh, what can I say? It's been quite exciting, guys. The hillback have started to come in abundance, especially off the midreef area or longer rocks. Yes, there. And generally, the bottom fishing itself is some really good rock rods, some really nice stingers, soldiers, and stuff like that. On the south side, if you go out onto the really deep wrecks, there have been a couple of copper steam brasses. Yes. And then once again, still the snook and garrick are still quite predominant in the shallower areas of the Blue Lagoon and Ganey site. So guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And yeah, speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, I want to give a shout out to Mike, right? I mean, he is sick as anything, but he still brings you the report. That's how dedicated the Angler News reporters are. So huge shout out to him. And then, well, Brad, whoa, legendary podcast is out right now. the whales in KZN. Brett and I just dropped that this week, so give it a listen. It is certainly something you want to hear. You know, if you're into fish, if that's why you're listening to this podcast, right? You're obviously into fish. The biggest fish, the whale. Well, we tell you all about it, and we tell you why the whales are not only in Hermanus. They are right here in KZN, and exactly what you can expect. And this is the time, you know, you want to go, and if you are thinking about booking a charter to go right up close and give those whales a sniff, listen to the podcast. He'll tell you all about it. All right, so that's Mike and Bradwood. What's been going on in Durban? Yes, there has been some life, and trust me, that life will be fully alive this weekend. So let's move on up to the North Coast. Now we're going to chat with Deandra. She's got some intel for us with what's been going on, and I will tell you about the rest of the North Coast straight after her report.
Hey, fellow anglers. Deandra here reporting from the North Coast. This week has had some challenges with regards to big seas and strong winds, but regardless, some anglers braved the weather and rough seas and still have some awesome catches to report on. During the last week, I've seen some good fishing coming from the North Coast side with a variety of species caught all the way from Tindi Manor to Umhlanga. On the smaller species, there are still plenty of carantines and blacktails around, and on the bigger size of species, there's been quite a few rock cod showing up on both catfish and yellow-bellied cods. The shad has been plentiful, but I've not heard or seen of any bigger size catches being caught yet. The North Coast still has quite a bit of cob around, and there's also been quite nice catches on the bigger size grey sharks. That is all for my report for the North Coast Tightlands.
Thank you, Deandra. And once again, it is so good to have you on our show. So yeah, well done on that report. Now for the rest of the North Coast, like Deandra said, it has been quiet. It's been challenging. The weather conditions just weren't in favor for the anglers. However, further up on the North Coast, right? I'm talking Richards Bay, St. Lucia. St. Lucia was a bit quiet. Richards Bay over the weekend did get some beautiful Garrick, so that was good to see, but that was the only report off the rock and surf side. However, as always, the offshore side did produce, and you know what, kudos to the anglers that went out. And this report is really fresh because just today, once again, I can gladly report that there has been Dorado. I mean, who would have thought Dorado now in July? What is going on? Did it not stop, or is it coming out really early? You tell me in the comment section. However, apart from the Dorado, there has been some tuna, which is absolutely awesome. It is great to see that we are already poised for the weekend. So that's on our North Coast, rock and surf and offshore. What's happening in the Midlands? Well, let's find out from Jan, and then we are going to jump into the thick of it, the South Coast.
Hey there, guys. With the weather in classic winter mode, and apparently we are edging towards spring and summer, or so you would think, you might be forgiven that we should be experiencing some classic winter fishing, but it just isn't happening. Apart from some good scalies or Natal yellowfish having been reported, the rest of the angling simply isn't up to par. It's been a slow week for the anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club, with a number of returns having nothing to show for the efforts, while other returns reporting a single fish and one with two. But those fish have been in the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter class, with one fish being in the 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. Nothing to be sneezed at. But that 60 centimeter or 24 inch line still having to be crossed this season. Only a single return mentioned the fly that did the business, and this time it was a black and orange woolly bugger. And of interest is that every positive return so far that has mentioned the fly, it's been a different fly. There really isn't a particular color or style of fly where one might say, this is going to give me a successful day on the water. It's currently Twitter fly box, otherwise known as throw everything at it, including the kitchen sink. This weekend sees the finals of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, where you'll find some 60 anglers flogging the waters around Nottingham Road. Pretty sure that some will find the proverbial honey hole. So guys, let's hope that the fish will have found their fins by then, by this weekend, and will do justice to some new and varied offering. With only a single report of a bass caught in Midmar Dam this last weekend, the discussion is where and why across Midlands is there no fish. The conversation is heating up as the ever-popular and prestigious Albert Falls Classic, now in its 45th year, is a mere month away. With the biggest fish taking last year's event at 3.760 kilograms, there is talk that it's going to be a much smaller fish this year. But with the competing anglers and the lack of fish to date, Albert will no doubt be seeing plenty of water time from the anglers in the hopes of cracking the code and taking top honours for the day. As mentioned, for the multi-species anglers, the saving grace this winter has been scaly and Natal yellowfish, which they put in an appearance over the last couple of weeks, with some excellent fish coming from the Umkamas and Tugela systems for this past week. So guys, as I said, if you don't put a line in the water, you will have a null return. So do stop in the Kingfisher Match Break for the best in tackling and advice. And this is Jan Korbel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, it has been a tough week. Looks like it wasn't just tough on the Rock and Surf side. It wasn't just tough on the North Coast, but it was tough in the Midlands as well. But thank goodness there were some scalies. Like we said, there's always something to catch in KZN. Now, one place there has been some fireworks. It is the South Coast. It is cracking. It is on fire. If you do not believe me, the pictures are out there to be proven from Adam. But before we get to Adam, we are going to chat with Ray. He is back and he is in form and he is here to tell us all about what's been going on from Amanzimtoti to Port Shepston.
There's been quite a few fish reported down in the Port Edward area, and I'm talking about the usual suspects, the cob, the shad, and of course the blue rays are starting to make their appearance down there. Don't forget, there's a lot of bronze bream to be caught all the way up until about, I'd say, Scottborough area. And guys, few blue rays at Scotty's as well, so they are coming up, they are moving up slowly. Unfortunately, with the weather that we've had, it has been very quiet. So go out there and enjoy it, guys. The weather's looking good for the next couple of days.
Thank you, Ray. It's so good to hear from you, my friend. Great report. Getting us excited, getting us ready for the week. Weekend. Now, who doesn't need to get us ready? Because he knows we are heading his way. It is Adam! And his purple patch continues despite the weather. You can throw whatever you want with the weather, with the conditions, with the big seas, with the heavy winds. It doesn't matter down the South Coast because they are getting so much fish. It just hasn't stopped and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. South Coast is the place to be, and here's exactly why.
Hey, Vinesh and all the East Coast listeners out there, I hope you guys have had an awesome week. It's been absolutely epic down in the South Coast, still with fishing just absolutely firing. It's like a case of you got to catch them all at this stage, Vinesh, because if you can't, just pack it in. But otherwise, yes, in terms of Garrick, all the deep water spots, all the local spots down here on live bait have been producing decent sized Garrick to monster sized Garrick. Your cob have been on the bite from bait to paddle tails, from Sandspit right down the coastline. Very nice sizes coming out, particularly at night. So good to see that. Lovely to see a lot of these fish being put back as well, Vinesh. Now, in terms of the rock and surf side of things, again, huge yellow belly rock rod, a couple of catface, the bream are back on the bite, so yay. We've also had a couple of blacktail pinkies just coming out of the guys' ears, and big size pinkies like we haven't seen from years gone by. So it's just been all exciting down on the coast, and also the non-eds are still chowing. There's just so much bait in the water, from sardines to red eyes and mackerel. It's just absolutely unreal. You look out there in the sea and you can just see birds diving, getting the sharks board report. So yes, there is loads of bait fish in the water still, and apparently there's still some more sardines coming up the coastline. I would definitely say been one of the best bumper years we've had in quite some time in terms of variety of fish, from your game fish to your non-eds to your rock and surf fish. The guys in the boats are definitely not complaining. There's been yellowtail, amberjack, tuna. It's just all happening down on the coast, Vinesh. But again, let's just remember that August is around the corner, and that is typically our windiest month. So let's not look a gift horse in the mouth just yet, Vinesh. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome week. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Yo, Adam, that was epic. What a way to round off the show. What a way to get you inspired for the weekend, guys. Can you believe what we have just heard happening down the South Coast? He's mentioned virtually everything. I mean, he's even talking about massive pinkies. I'm like, really? Okay, right. So we know the South Coast is going out of its mind. The weather's looking good for this weekend. The conditions are looking absolutely perfect. Yes, there's going to be a bit of a chill on Saturday, but that just tells me there's still going to be that winter species that's on the bite. It's going to be, in the words of Adam's first line, epic, right? So guys, I don't know what else to tell you apart from get out there and get fishing. And with that being said, until next week's report.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.